The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Ayin Zayin gives discussions about different measurements for if you know you're considered carrying something on Shabbos. We have, you know, lint and dust on us all the time. You know, how do we could be carrying things all the time if there's no Erev. So the Gemara gives lists of what's considered a shiur, an amount that's considered carrying according to the Torah when it comes to Shabbos. And within that discussion, the Mishnah says that chalav, to carry milk, is kedei gemia, is the amount that a person can swallow. And the Gemara wants to know what's the source of the idea that this word gemia means to swallow. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, and it quotes the pasuk in this week's parsha, hagmi'eni na ma'at mayim mikadech. You should give me some of the milk to drink from your from whatever you have to offer, and some of the liquid to drink. And we see from there that the lashon of hagmi'eni, of gemia, is a language of to drink whatever the mouth can hold. There's a machlokes Rishonim, Tosos here on the Ramban, and other Rishonim as well, discuss, is this measurement, the amount that a person can swallow when it comes to milk, the same as what we call male lugma, which is a shear that we discuss frequently when it comes to Kiddush, and the drinking of Kiddush on Shabbos, and whether it is what the Gemara is talking about or not. But I feel that perhaps this is enough of a reference in the Parsha to the idea of kamale lugma, to drink a certain amount when it comes to Kiddush. So we're going to discuss this shear, and in general, what are we supposed to be drinking? How much are we supposed to drink when it comes to Kiddush? Let's say I'm not in the mood. Let's say a person's on a low-carb diet and they don't want to have grape juice, whatever it is. So what do we do when it comes to drinking, and what is our responsibility as the listeners and also the mevarach, the people making the Kiddush, when it comes to this amount? So the Gemara Masechet Kuf Zayin says that according to the Tanna Kamma, it suffices to taste any amount of the wine for Kiddush. That's all. Any amount of wine is sufficient in order to fulfill the responsibility to drink the Kiddush when it comes to the mitzvah. The Rav Yossi Ber Yehuda says one has to drink a male lugma. You have to drink a male lugma, which begs the question, what is a male lugma? Full of what? So we have here a machlokes Rishonim, where on one hand, the Sefer Ha'itim in Siman Kuf Mamal quotes Rav Amram Gon and other Gonim as well, who say that a male lugma is a revius. It's the same thing. It's a synonym for one another. The Gemara says in order to fulfill the responsibility of making the bracha for Kiddush, you have to drink a revius of wine. We know that is not the minute. So clearly we don't pass in like the Sefer Itim. Who do we follow? We follow the sheet of the Rush. The Rush writes in his commentary there in the Psachim, as is the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch and the Levush, and the Chayadam and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and all the other posts can understand that Mali Lugva means the amount of wine that would fill up one's cheek, one side of the mouth of cheek's worth of liquid is considered a Mali Lugma. And this is an amount that is definitely less than a revius. We don't know exactly what that is, but we know it's less than a revius.
Isn't it peculiar every other shear is measured by an external factor, and over here you talk about an anatomical feature?
I hear. It's a valid point. Generally, there's a tshuva of the Gonim that Rav Elchanan Wasserman quotes in the Kovit Shurim. Rav Elchanan says, he quotes this tshuva of the Gonim, where he says that all of the shirim are modeled after pre-existing agricultural realities, so that you can take that shear wherever you are in the world. That a grain is a grain is a grain, and an egg is an egg is an egg. Now, obviously, we know that there are ranges and types of eggs and things like that, but it's all within the same idea. So Rav Chanan uses this to argue with the famous Nodi Yehuda that the shearim have doubled in size. So he says, how can they double in size? The whole point of the shear is that it doesn't change over time. The whole model of the shear, and using those things like eggs and olives, is meant to show us that it's not supposed to change over time. It's supposed to be somewhat consistent over the period.
Should Molly move be as consistent also? I
mean, that what?
Human face doesn't change.
Well, that's we're not going to get into this so much, but when it comes to Molly Lugma, it means a Molly Lugma of a Beinoni, of an average size person.
So
whatever that is, it's somewhat less than a revius, whatever that measurement is. The Magen Avraham writes that everyone agrees you don't need to drink more than a revius. Everyone, all the sheets understand that nobody says that when it comes to Kiddush, you have to drink more than a revius. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah says as well. So that's for sure. Nobody's saying more, but almost all the posts can agree that it's something less than a revius. What if, b'di'eved, you drank less than a male lugma? Let's say we know for sure, let's just assume, that a sip, a small sip, is not a male lugma. It's just a small amount, but it's not obviously as much as a revius. So what if I didn't drink a male lugma? Do I have to go back and drink more? Do I have to make Kiddush again? So this as well is a machlokas amongst the poskim. There's a beautiful piece from the Beis Meir in Yerodea by Hilchos Mila in Siman Reish Samachay. So the Beis Meir has a discussion regarding the comments of the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Mila about who should drink the wine when Boi Paragafen is said by the Mila on Yom Kippur. Right? You have to make Boi Paragafen by the Mila. Who's going to drink the wine? So he notes that the Beis Yosef says that giving wine to the baby is a bracha levatala. It's not enough. You can't just take a little dab that you put on the cotton and stick in the baby's mouth. That would be a bracha levatala, not a sufficient amount, because the baby is not a bar chinuch. He's not the level of chinuch, and therefore, what are you making a bracha for him? It would be totally unnecessary. So the Beis Meir argues with the Beis Yosef. He's entitled. So the Beis Meir makes the following point. And he says, according to many Rishonim, the only reason why you ever have to drink a kos shel bracha is that it's not a ganai, that you don't embarrass the kos, that it wasn't needed. I filled up a beautiful kos of wine, of grape juice, I used it for a mitzvah, I didn't drink it. It's a bizayon. It's an embarrassment to the cup that was used for a bracha that I didn't use it. But he says, if the baby has some of the wine, then it shows that the kos was used. It wasn't, that should be sufficient. I gave some of the wine, gave it to the baby, and therefore I have not insulted the kos, so to speak, by not using it. And then he makes the following point. Not drinking a kos shel bracha has nothing to do with a bracha levatala. And he brings a number of interesting points to back this up. He says, when they were metakin, when they established the idea of making a bor piragafen, when it set at different events throughout a person's life or throughout the week, it was to use the bracha as praise for Hashem for creating the wine so we can sanctify it. There's nothing inherently special about having wine. It's using the wine as a vehicle to praise Hashem at these momentous occasions. And the reciting of the bracha is enough of a tzorach, enough of a need, and therefore it's not a bracha levatala. In its principle, mida oraisa, he says, you would not violate the third commandment if you just made a bracha, and you made a bracha on wine at a religious event, and you didn't drink it. It would not violate, because the praise of Hashem would be sufficient. And he cites a Tosas in Psachim. Listen to this Tosas. Tosas in Psachim writes on Kuf Vav, De Kiddush al Hayayin Davar Torah, Kiddush on wine is from the Torah, Aval Had Amar HaMavarech Tzarech Shidon, that which we require the person who makes Kiddush to taste it, Zehu Midirabanan. It's Midirabanan. So we see, says the Beis Meir, that not tasting the wine after Kiddush isn't a bracha levatala, or else Tosas wouldn't have said it's a Dirabanan. Because the bracha levatala would be taking God's name in vain, which is the third commandment, a d'oraisa. In addition, he cites Rashi in Erev and Daf Mem, who explains that if you make Kiddush on Yom Kippur, you can give the kos to a child, but you shouldn't give the kos to the child, because it's a disgrace to the cup of wine to recite Baruch Paragafen over it and not benefit from the wine. Sorry, so you should give it to the child. If you make Kiddush on Yom Kippur, you should give somebody to drink it, because it's being mevaza the cup of wine.
But if I heard you correctly, I thought I was saying that you can't give it to an infant, it has to be a kid who's full of
Bar Chinuch,
then at a certain level,
there's an in-between space. You should
take extra, I mean, he's only taking it to
Correct. The Bar Chinuch is going to mean in this case that it has to be old enough that he's making brachos, but young enough that he's not preparing for Yom Kippur yet. Exactly. So there's no mention in Rashi of a bracha levatala. How come Rashi didn't say, you have to give the kids to drink the wine in Yom Kippur because it's a bracha levatala? What's Rashi's whole issue? Because I'm going to hurt the feelings. We always know that we're hurting the feelings of the challah. So we have a new inanimate object that we're hurting the feelings of, and that's the kosher bracha. If you don't drink the kosher bracha, you're going to hurt its feelings. Therefore, the Beis Meir says that b'di'evid, it is 100% okay if you only take a sip of Kiddush wine, because you don't need to, l'chadchila, it'd be nice to drink a mali lagava, because that's what the Gemara says. But b'di'evid, as long as I have respected the kos and drunken from the wine, that is sufficient. The Aruch HaShulchan agrees with this as well, and he says the Beis Yosef understands that mali lagava is l'chadchila, and if you taste a bit, you're yotze, and Rav Ben Sion Abba Shul as well, in the Or L'Tzim L'Chelek Beis, agrees with this argument that you just have to taste a small amount b'di'evid, and you don't have to go back and make kiddush again.
So they're comparing it not to eating, but they're comparing it to various things at the base of Migas where you don't eat, you just put this...
Correct, it's just used for something else.
There are other things we do that we don't make, that you give to God, food or something.
Correct.
We don't have it today, but...
Yes, 100%. So that is mahalach number one. But that approach is in the minority. Because the Torah writes, v'mshasa pachos lo yatsa. The Torah says if you drink less than a mali lugma, you are not yotze kiddush. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, "Hamakadosh yishta min hakos l'kol hapachos k'mali lugma." At least the least amount you can drink for kiddush is k'mali lugma, implying that that's the least amount that should be had. And the Mishabura writes in Reishayin Aleph that if you don't drink the k'mali lugma, you are not yotze. And this is the opinion of the Chazon of Vajra, Rav Yosef, and the Shmir Shabbos of Shulchan Aruch. Rav, most poskim say if you don't drink k'mali lugma, you are not yotze in kiddush. You have to make sure that you're going to drink enough. If you don't drink the proper shear in the amount of time, you may have to go back and either make kiddush again or have somebody else make kiddush. So you have to make sure you drink that amount. Now, is there an inyan? Yeah.
Is the Aruch HaShulchan said you don't, and this is one of the few cases where
the Aruch HaShulchan is Mekel in this case.
And it's interesting because they're both with the same contemporaries of Chafetz Chaim.
Yes.
Same time period, it's not like there was a clear cut custom.
Correct. But I'm saying the only issue is the Aruch HaShulchan is arguing with the tour. I'm saying the Aruch HaShulchan knew the tour, so he's
obviously representing. There must be other.
Has the size of the coast mean anything?
We'll get to the size of the coast in a second. So is there an Indian drink more than a Mali Lugma? Meaning, is it frumer to drink more than that and have a full revius? So here as well, we have a machlokas. The Chavetz Chaim writes in the Bir Halacha, and he says da'afilu lechatchila dai bazeh. There's no Indian whatsoever to have more than a Mali Lugma. It's not frumer, it's not more religious to have more. It's sufficient just to have what you need. And he says, that's why the Shulchan Aruch says tsarech, implying that this is the lichatchila amount. This is what you have to have, this and no more. The Eliyahu Rabba writes, u'mitzvah min amuchar shishtos kol revius. The Rabba says you should have the full revius of wine. And this is the opinion of the Ben Ishchai and the Kaf HaChaim, and Nissen Karelts as well. But at the end of the day, you certainly have what to rely on by not drinking it, even lechatchila, according to the Chavetz Chaim. What is a Mali Lugma? So we discussed already that you have to drink a Mali Lugma, and that even b'diavad you have to drink that amount. So how much is that at the end of the day? So not to get too technical, but does it literally mean a cheekful? So there's this old sefer called the Seil Lederach, and he says that a regular person, it means rov revius. Whatever you think a revius is, 51% of that. And this is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Lavush, and the Chayadim, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, all saying that whatever you think a revius is, just 51% of that. If your revius is 3 ounces, so that means 1.6 ounces is a Mali Lugma. Rishava Zalman Arbach is quoted in Rav Nevensal's Mishnah Brura as seeming to say that a person literally should measure how much his liquid, his mouth can hold, and then divide that in half. And that's the Mali Lugma. So according to Rosh Hashanah Zaman, a person should literally go and figure out what that is, how much liquid you can hold, and divide that number in half, 51%, and then that's what you should do. My feeling is that Rosh Hashanah Zaman is in the minority in that regard, and we simply divide whatever your standard of VS is.
Isn't the sheer, maybe I'm wrong, for Ponchim and Yom Kippur,
there are going to be a difference. We're going to focus more on Kiddush right now. Yom Kippur, we're going to be a little, maybe some people will be a little bit more machmer to have a little bit larger of the shiurim because they want to make sure. Sorry, they're going to be a little bit more smaller because they want to. But we're going to focus more on Kiddush, and we're going to ignore Yom Kippur perhaps for another shiur. So what does it mean lamaisa nowadays? I found there are about 4 different shitas of measurements. The smallest Mali Lugma is Rav Moshe Feinstein, which is about 22 cc, 75 ounces, 0.7, 3 quarters of a cup, 0.75 ounces. And Rav Moshe writes this in the Kovetz LaTorah V'Horah in volumes 9 and 10, which were the Torah journal published by Masifta Tiferes Yerushalayim. And he says that in Europe, this was a large European spoon, whatever that was in Europe, a large European spoon. And he says it's around a shot glass, which is about 3 quarters of a cup, and that's how Rav Moshe measures it. Some poskim question by this amount, because it seems to be very, very small. Yeah. It seems that the human mouth can hold, on one cheek, can hold much more than that. So it seems, and they want to suggest, I saw in the Sefer Ozer Yisrael and Yom Kippur from Rav Avram Zilberger, who is a Rav in Switzerland. So he wants to suggest that Rav Moshe is talking about how much a person can swallow in one amount. Rav Moshe's mitzias for what a Mali Lugma is how much you can swallow, which is more than you can necessarily hold in your mouth. The next shita is 47 cc, or 1.6 fluid ounces. This is what Rav Simcha Ben Mekon writes in his Sefer, the Arshol book on Shabbos, and he bases this off of Rav Chaim Noah. Rav Chaim Noah's revius is 3 ounces, 51%, so it's going to be 1.6. The shear and shel Torah of the cipher, says the Chazon Shel, that 40 cc is definitely less than my lugma when it comes to Yom Kippur. So the Chazon Ish would recommend people on Yom Kippur to have 40 cc because he knew it was definitely less. The Chazon Ish didn't say what a melu lugma was, but he knew it was definitely less than that. So it's something above the 40 cc according to.
How many ounces?
What? 40 cc is going to be about 1.5, 1.4 ounces, something like that. The next measurement is 50 to 55 cc, or 1.69 to 1.86 fluid ounces. This is the Midos Vishirei Torah. In Perek Tazayin, he cites a Bir Halacha who says a Mali Ligma is the size of a Beitza. Chavetz Chaim says it's the size of an egg. So he says it can't mean the size, the shear of an egg, because a Beitza is not half of a Revius. So it's unclear what he means. So he wants to suggest, listen to this, he wants to suggest when the Chavetz Chaim says that a Mali Ligma is the size of a Beitza, he means the actual size of a chicken egg. The actual measurement of a chicken egg is that amount. So he notes, and it's true, if you go on the USDA website, so there are medium, large, jumbo, and extra large eggs, right? So he says that the U.S. government, the medium to large chicken egg is 4.96 grams to 65.76 grams, which is about 50 to 55, 60 cc, which kind of fits with what the Chavetz Chaim is trying to say. And the biggest shear is 2 fluid ounces, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Forst and Rabbi Bandner in both of their Hilchos Brachos Farm, respectively. So somewhere in this range, a person should choose whatever fits with their understanding of Revius. Regardless of the shear, Mali Lugma, the Magen Avraham says, it's clear from Tosfos and Psachim that there's a din that the kos has to be able to hold Revius. That's the mistake people make when they want to make Kiddush on Schnapps on Shabbos morning. You have to still put, even if you're going to drink Mali Lugma, the kos, a shame kos for a bracha, still has to have a Revius. So if a person wants to have Schnapps, which is questionable on its own, but they still, and let's say that they're going to rely on the opinion by the Hasidim that you can use schnapps for Kiddush Shabbos day, you have to put it in a kos that holds a revius. And you have to drink a mali lugma of schnapps, which is not a small amount, I guess depending on what your drinking frequency is. It's not a small amount, but people need to be aware that you still need to have a shame kos of a revius no matter what you're going to use for Kiddush.
The volume of the liquid in it has to be a revius?
The volume of the liquid in the kos you use has to be a revius. And then whatever you want to drink, that's afterwards. But you can't use a kos smaller than that. Okay, who has to drink Kiddush? Which is really what everybody wants to know. Do I have to drink Kiddush? I'm not interested. I don't know. I'm on a diet. So let's discuss all those points right now. The Tur writes here in Reish Ayin Aleph in Orachayim, citing the Gonim who understand him, that if the Mekadesh doesn't drink, then you're not Yotzei Kiddush. The person who makes the bracha must drink Kiddush. And the Bahag explains, based on the Gemara Masechem, what does the Gemara say we said before? HaMekadesh Ta'am Mali Lugma. The person makes a bracha must drink a Mali Lugma. And this means if he doesn't drink it himself, he's not Yotze. He has to make Kiddush again. This is cited by the Kolbo, name of Rabbeinu Asher. The Bach is also Machma for the Shita, but this again is a minority opinion. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Chiddush on Shulchan Aruch, says that if the person is only making Kiddush to be motzi other people, then they become the Mekadshim. Meaning, let's say you already made Kiddush, and you're going to make Kiddush for somebody else. The people listening essentially become the one who are making the Kiddush, and you making the bracha are a proxy for them. And therefore, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, they have to drink the Mali Lugma, not the one who's making the bracha, because it's in their courts. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's opinion of this issue. The second opinion is the Rokeach. The Rokeach writes in Simon Nun Beis that as long as one of the people listening drinks the Mali Lugma, then it's fine. Doesn't have to be the Mekadosh. The Mekadosh says, I'm tired, I'm allergic to wine, whatever it is, I don't like the sulfites, whatever you want to say about it. He says, that's fine. But somebody listening must drink a Mali Lugma, but you can't combine different listeners together. You definitely cannot have you drink a sip, and you drink a sip, and you drink a sip, and at the end of the day we'll get a Mali Lugma out of it. One person listening has to drink a Mali Lugma. This is the Shita of the Rush and the Shulta Giborim. Yeah.
That means if the person who makes a Kiddush doesn't drink.
Yeah.
If the person makes a Kiddush, then that's okay.
That's fine. But according to Rokeach, somebody has to drink a Mali Lugma. Okay. It doesn't have to be the Mekadosh.
Okay.
That's Shita number two.
He's making Kiddush for somebody else.
No, even if, yeah.
Even joint.
As long as there's another person there, you say, I'm not in the mood, you drink it, that's fine. So that's Shita number two. The most lenient opinion is the Ritva in Erevin and Afai in Tess, citing Tosfos, who says that if between everyone drinking, there's a Mali Lugma, you pass it around, everybody takes a sip, and by the end of the whole event, you've drunk a bali lugma between the people, then it combines to create a shear and everyone is yotzei. Is that lechatchila b'diavad? So the Elia Rabba says, this is lechatchila. It's a lechatchila thing to do, pass it around, everybody takes a sip, share germs, and everybody is good in fulfilling the mitzvah. However, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah argue and say that even those who allow you to combine, to create a shear amongst the people drinking, understand that is b'diavad. Lechatchila, everyone agrees that one person should drink the proper amount. And that's probably the halacha. The Mishnah Berurah and the Sha'ar Tzion explain what's the yisod of the machlokas. Do I allow combining or do I not allow combining? So the Mishnah Berurah explains as follows. Those who require one individual to drink the shear of Mali Lugma understand that the shear is meant to be chashav. Why do you have a shear? It's meant to fill the person up. I drank a significant amount of wine and I'm satisfied from the wine because I drank this amount. That's why we have a shear. This can only occur, what? If one person drinks it. If the whole table shares a sip, then who's satisfied? I haven't met the goal of anything because I haven't satisfied anyone because I haven't reached the point of what the idea of a shear is. Those who say that we can combine people sipping together to create a shear, so they understand the shear was designated to give cover to the coast, going back to the base mayor from the beginning. As long as we have a shear at the end of the day, and the coast has been honored by having a mali lugma drunk from it, so then it's fine, it's happy. The cup of wine is happy once a significant amount was drunk from it. It's not for you to drink it, it's for the coast. So once I've satisfied the coast and drunk that amount, I'll be happy. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's the yesod of the machlokas over here. La halacha, what do we do? Can I pass it off? Do I have to drink it myself? Do we share? Halacha lamaisa. So the Shulchan Aruch writes over here in Reish Ayin Aleph Yedalit, and he says that lechatchila it's proper that the makar should drink a mali lugma. That's the best thing to do. That he should drink everything by himself. And this is the opinion of the Chayyadim, the Derech Chaim, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Ben Ishchai, the Shmir Shabbos. That is the shita of most poskim, that lechatchila the makadish should drink the mali lugma. B'diyeved, the Derech Chaim, the Chayyadim, the Shabura, and the Shmir Shabbos all say, you're still yotzei if the mali lugma is consumed with the tziruf of people. B'diyeved, it's okay. It's not the best, but you can't handle it. Again, the person's on a diet, low carb, and they don't want to drink that much grape juice. So I'll take a sip, you'll take a sip, and eventually at the end of the day, we'll have a shear. That's okay, but you have a bilchatchila, the Makadah should drink it.
It's better to drink a mali lugma of light grape juice?
It's better to drink a mali lugma of light grape juice than to share it with somebody else and to fill it in. I know Kedem makes Kedem light, which tastes like water and grape juice together. So that's what it tastes like. No offense to Kedem, they do great stuff, but it tastes like somebody poured water into the grape juice.
And what about, this is a separate thing, is Havdalah the same?
Havdalah, we want you to drink a Revius, because we want you to make sure you have bracha, which is more than Malagon, because we want to make sure you have a bracha achrona. Uh-huh. So we want you to drink a Revius by Havdalah. Yeah. So the Chayyadim Shmir Shabbos explained lechatchila, you have to first try to consume a Malagva. And if you can't do that, then you can pass it off b'diyeved. The Derech Chaim, cited by the Bir Halacha, says that the Mekadosh doesn't even have to taste it all in order to not have the Mali Lugma. Meaning, according to the Chayyadim, you first have to try, and then you can pass it off. There's no such thing as saying, oh, I'm on a diet, I don't want to drink. You have to do something and then pass it off, but you can't just pass it off right away. The El Yerabah says, lechatchila, you can use it tziruf. You can combine with other people. And this is our understanding of the Aruch HaShulchan, and he brings a proof from the Lechem HaPanim. Look at this beautiful proof from the Aruch HaShulchan. The Torah says that the lechem apadim, the bread, the showbread, they eat in the Beis HaMikdash by the Kohanim, is v'achluhu b'makom kadosh. It has to be eaten in a holy place. The lashon of achila in the Torah always means what? You have to eat a kazayis. In kol Torah kula, eating means a kazayis. So you have to eat a kazayis of lechem apadim. But we all know, how much of lechem apadim did they actually eat? The Gemara in Yuma tells us. Each one had a little bit the size of a bean. And it has a miracle that filled up the person. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. I understand. The Torah says, achluhu, you have to eat the lechem apanim with a proper kazayas. And now the Gemara tells me they're eating bean-sized amounts of lechem apanim. How does that fit together? None of the Kohanim ate the proper shear. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, what do we see? Amongst all the Kohanim who had the little piece of bread, it eventually reached the size of a kazayas. And you're going to tell me the Torah told them to do something b'diyeved? No, lechatchila, we see you can combine small amounts to create the shear. And therefore he says there's no problem sharing amongst people in order to create the shear of a mali lugma when it comes to Kiddush. What?
Do they all have to be bar chiyuva?
They definitely have to be roi for brachas, to make a bracha for them. Meaning higila chinah. I'd say over the age of 5 or so. That would be fine.
So you can combine, that's the point. You can combine somebody for a shear who's a chayev?
Here, I would say...
In general, I think in general we always make the problem. Well, yeah. Bar mitzvahs, I'm not...
Yeah, my feeling is here I think it would be okay. Because...
One would be chinuch, one would be the mitzvah.
Well, again, what's the point of the mali lugma? Go back to the machlokes of Mishnah Berurah. It's the point that we're trying to create
you can say it's insulting to the wine.
To have a kid. So the base mayor said you could give it to the baby. So,
but then you aren't doing it for the bracha. That's
correct. True. Let's just wrap it up so we can get to Marv. Fine. So the Igros Moshe writes in Orachaim Chelev Dald, he cites the Aruch HaShulchan, and he understands that the Minog is like the Aruch HaShulchan. He says you can rely on the Aruch HaShulchan and L'chadchila combine people to drink, but again we have the Shulchan Aruch. One last point, the Rush says in Psachim that even though those listening to Kiddush don't need to drink, L'chadchila, it's a mitzvah to drink as well.
Even what?
Even though when you listen to somebody else make Kiddush you don't have to drink, the Rush says it's a mitzvah to drink as well. It's a good thing to drink when you hear Kiddush from other people Friday night or Shabbos day. You don't have to make the bracha. You can rely on their bracha. And the Tur cites this as well, as is the Shulchan Aruch and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the Shmir Shabbos, and the Beis Yosef says that those who are only listening don't need to drink Mali Lugmok, and this is cited by the Taz and Eliyahu Rabba as well. So we have a Machlokas HaPoskim, and those who don't want to drink, as the Mishnah Berurah writes as well, the Shmir Shabbos, but they don't have to, but certainly there is a mitzvah. You definitely don't lose out on drinking from the wine of Kiddush as well with everybody else. Okay? Stop here.